The Artisphere Festival continues through most of June all over Northwest Arkansas. Next month, there will be chamber music performances, and the Artisphere Festival Orchestra reconvenes this summer for three major concerts, including a live broadcast from the Great Room at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art on June 24th. That's 4 weeks from tonight. You'll be able to hear the live performance from Crystal Bridges beginning at 8 o'clock that night right here on KUAF 91.3 FM. Scattered throughout the festivities of Artisphere will be Craig Colarusso's mix of art and music, Sunboxes. It's an installation piece that includes 20 speakers operating independently and powered only by the sun through solar panels. Now, each speaker contains a PC board with a recorded guitar note programmed to play in a loop. When combined, the effect can be quite hypnotic. Last week, I walked up to the plaza at Walton Arts Center to hear the boxes where they were installed for an afternoon. But alas, that day it was cloudy and the notes weren't playing. But artist Craig Colarusso was there, and I asked him a few questions about his sunboxes.
There are no batteries. It is completely dependent on sunlight, direct sunlight. So here we are. They're kind of weird looking. They're just speakers. They're not making any sound. But I will say there's always a way to look at this. I feel like it is also a visual piece, so it is nice when it's not making any sound to actually appreciate it as a visual piece. We have 20 speakers that look the same. They have a solar panel on top, but with a little further investigation, you realize that some of the grain is different on some of the wood, so you start to see the unique qualities amongst the collective, and I think that's important. But on a grander scale, so here we are, with a sound piece that's not making any sound. That's life, man.
You said that working on this project, creating this, has made you more patient.
Yes, I've become a more patient person with sunboxes. I would say, in general, I've been humbled by life over and over again, and this is yet another example. This was not an intention, but I do feel like sometimes in life you don't get what you want when you want it, and it's nice to be reminded of that.
Is there any way you can somewhat replicate? Now, I've heard, but some of our listeners, what would we be, say it was 85 and bright and sunny, what would you and I be standing in the middle of right now?
You want me to play the app? All right, just a second here.
It's beautiful. Have you ever heard of a glass harmonica?
Yes.
It's a cylinder. It sounds something like that.
Well, my parents would say that when I was a kid, I'd rub my finger on the rim of glasses to irritate everybody. I also really like Tibetan bowls. I think somewhere along the way, I was just looking for a sound that would resonate in my whole body. And I think sunboxes accomplishes that.
Now, if miraculously the clouds went away before it was nightfall, would you start to hear them come alive as more sun got into the solar panels?
Yeah, it's actually really cool. One of the things that happens is as soon as the sun comes in, they all start at the same time. And, you know, I would love to sit here and say, that was my superior intellect that came up with that, but that's just not the case. I mean, actually, when it came time to doing the design of this, the grand flow chart of it all, battery or no battery, you know, I thought about it for a long time, and although batteries would make my life easier in some ways, I thought this music is designed for daytime use, and so that battery would allow that music to leak into the nighttime, and that just felt inappropriate. So for that one minor reason, I said, all right, no batteries. And this is actually one of my favorite details. The first time this happened, I was completely freaking out. I was in the desert, it was really silent, this huge cloud came over, and I was like, oh my god, I did the math wrong, and I'm like going over and over, and I was in the desert with my good friend, Sexy David Sanchez, and he's ultra cool, and he's like, dude, just relax. And I'm like, you know, totally sulking in the desert, kicking rocks, and then sure enough, the sun burned through, and they all started, and I thought, oh my god, this is beautiful. So.
And it's never the same.
It's never the same. There's enough room in the mix for ambient sounds to come in. Like right now, if sunboxes were playing, I mean, we're having this conversation, there's cars in the background, I just heard that woman's foot. I mean, all those little things are part of the mix, you know? So.
If people want to know more?
They can go to sun-boxes.com. All my deep, dark secrets are there. They can also go to the Walton Art Center Artisphere page. There's also information there.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Craig Colarusso is the creator of the installation Sunboxes. I caught up with him Thursday afternoon in front of the Walton Arts Center facility in Fayetteville. You can still see, and with the sun's cooperation, hear the installation throughout June throughout Northwest Arkansas. The installation will next be up Sunday at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. Then on the University of Arkansas campus, it will be moving with the sun between Maple Hill Housing, Greek Amphitheater in Old Main. That's noon to sundown on both June 5th and 6th. Your chance in Rogers will be June 8th and 9th at the Rogers Greenway Trail at Pinnacle until sundown on the 8th and from 10 until noon on the 9th. And back at the Walton Arts Center on June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Also at Crystal Bridges on June 16th and 22nd.